A recent string of brutal attacks on elderly Asian Americans caught on video has brought new attention to the rise of violence and harassment of Asian Americans. Since the pandemic started, more than 3,000 anti-Asian hate incidents have been reported in the U.S., according to the group Stop AAPI Hate. Earlier today, Amna Nawaz hosted a live conversation unpacking the history behind these attacks, concerns in the community, and what happens next.
Joining me now is Helen Zia, activist, award-winning author, and former journalist, and of course the author behind the seminal book, Asian American Dreams, The Emergence of an American People. Also with us is Amanda Nguyen. She's a social entrepreneur, a civil rights activist, and the CEO and founder of RISE, a non-governmental civil rights organization. So welcome to you both, and thank you for being here. Helen, what would you say to someone who's trying to understand what's driving this surge we're seeing now?
I think we have to understand that this, as you said, Amna, was something that has been happening for a very long time and is actually part of the fabric of America, how Asian Americans have lived with this ever since we've been in America. I was part of a very similar time in the 1980s when a Chinese American man named Vincent Chin was killed in Detroit because Japan was being blamed for the economic crisis in America. And today, unfortunately, we are facing something very similar, that now China is the cause of everything bad in America now. Folks are looking for people to blame. And from time immemorial, since Asian Americans have been in the Americas, Asian people have been blamed and attacked and scapegoated, even with periods of ethnic cleansing, killing, eliminating, lynchings, mass attacks. So this is not something new.
Well, Amanda, I want to ask you about this because as these videos have been surfacing, report after report of what are really brutal and brazen attacks, often in broad daylight, what were you thinking as you were watching report after report and video after video come in?
Boy, honestly, I was hurt. When I saw these videos and felt like mainstream media wasn't covering it, I turned to social media. Because I think the core issue is about invisibility. I think these things are happening because people are ignorant. And they're ignorant because they haven't been able to get to know us, or they haven't done the work to get to know us. Right? I don't think people are born hateful. I think that there are systems in place, tools of oppression that shape people to other groups of entire communities. And so at this moment, my call to action was to humanize us by getting our stories out there.
I think it's partly an enforced lack of knowledge. I mean, we have systems. We have, you know, it's part of the systemic racism of depriving all Americans, including Asian Americans, of our own history. I call it MIH, missing in history. And so it's not like there's this void in our brains. That gets filled with garbage. Things that are like cartoon caricatures of what Asian people from Asian backgrounds are supposed to be like. And many of those caricatures are subhuman, not human, animalistic, disease carriers, enemy invaders, which is a very constant caricature. And so instead of real knowledge about how the treatment of Asian Americans goes way back, and in fact, as part of the systemic racism of America that came along with the enslavement of people from Africa and the genocide of indigenous people, there was the xenophobia, the ethnic cleansing, the use and manipulation of Asian Americans to sort of be an in-between, you know, wedge against other people. And so that is damaging. The absence of knowledge is fundamentally the, you know, the way to keep people fighting each other.
We've already heard stories about how people are telling their parents or their grandparents not to go out alone, of younger members of the community escorting older ones to try to protect them. But what's on happening on the ground? What's the feeling right now?
It's a fog of terror, quite honestly, of when people walk out the door, they don't know if they're going to get attacked and from where they're going to get attacked, right? If you hear these stories, they're in grocery stores, there are people walking on the street, there are people living their daily lives.
what Amanda is describing is a community that has gone underground, you know, throughout this pandemic, and with the fears that you both describe. And what that's meant, we can see visibly that people are not going to their doctors, they're not getting meds, they're not getting tested, they're afraid to get vaccines. This is in the middle of a pandemic. So this is a terrible situation of a community that's been driven underground by fear of real attacks that are happening.
Helen, is enough being done to address this right now? And we've seen President Biden address this from the highest office in the land. There are task forces in the Bay Area, on the New York City Police Department. What else needs to be done?
In the bigger picture, we have to be asking for real change, that education happens, that the real America of what we look like today also has to be taught in, you know, schools K through 12, that Hollywood really needs to get it together. And, you know, and all this talk about Hollywood so white and stuff like that includes the omission of people who look like, you know, not what they imagine America to be.
The problem is invisibility. Therefore, the solution has to be informed, thoughtful visibility. It's so important that when we do this, we remember that justice is not a zero-sum game, and that in order for us to move forward together, we are stronger together across solidarity, across different issues, because justice is a fabric that has threads from all different communities.
Thank you so much to both of you for joining us today. That is Helen Zia and Amanda Nguyen. And for anyone out there who wants to watch the full unedited conversation, you can go to our website. That is pbs.org/newshour.